Thanks, Kez. Our topic on today's Thursday edition of Farm Time. Earlier this week, the House Ways and Means Committee met to make the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent. Pay-fors will be needed, we're told, to offset them. Minnesota Representative Michelle Fischbach said President-elect Donald Trump's planned Department of Government Efficiency is seen as a way to find budget savings.
The Trump tax cuts that expire this year, they are absolutely in play. As a matter of fact, you know, I sit on the Ways and Means Committee, so we've been working on it for the last, I bet you, 3 months for the election. I happen to be the vice chair of the rural tax team, and so we've been working on taking a look at it, discussing what we can, you know, how we can do this, if we can, you know, just simply re-up them, make them permanent, or how we're going to pay for that. And, you know, we're looking at the estate taxes, we're looking at the 199A, so we are working very hard to make sure that we keep those tax cuts in place. Imagine right now the way the economy is, if taxes just started to go up immediately. So we've got to make sure that we're doing the best we can to keep those taxes low and looking at that, at those Trump tax cuts from 2017.
Will there need to be some budget cuts to pay for those offsets?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have pay-fors. So we're hoping actually, you know, maybe Doge can come up with some, or some of the other things that we can come up with to offset those. And that's been one of the, you know, one of the things we've been looking at is how we're going to pay for them and how we're going to keep them in place.
Do you see ag being targeted in any of those budget cuts?
Well, you know, if there's any of the, you know, the ethanol credits, things like that, working very hard to protect those, really, and the estate taxes, you know, one of the things that we've heard over the time that we've been having folks come in and talk to us is to keep those consistent. So those estate taxes are very important. The 199A for small businesses is important, you know, to keep that in place. So we're keeping an eye on everything, and that's going to be a big one, is making sure that, you know, not everything sits in this Trump tax, not everything sits in that bill, but we are looking, you know, broader to make sure that we protect those credits that we've got and those estate tax issues and those 199s.
Fischbach went on to say, if President-elect Trump's planned Department of Government Efficiency is able to do a deep dive and look at where we could save money and what would be more efficient, that would be incredibly helpful. I'm Mike Perrine.